Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horik and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys in the Netherlands. Welcome, Mark Killens of Thrift. You're the VP of Content and Community at Thrift. Welcome to the Marketing Technology Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Hope you're doing well today, folks.
We're doing great. Thanks for asking. My co-host, Mark, and I are very anxious to hear more about Thrift. Everybody is talking about Thrift. It's all about Thrift. So we want to know more. We want to explain to listeners what Thrift does. We are familiar. We started as Marketing Guys. We've started a partnership with Thrift, which was announced today. But could you explain a little bit about your background, Mark? Because you've done some interesting stuff before you started at Thrift.
Sure. I've been in this digital marketing space for about a decade now. Before I joined Thrift, I was at HubSpot. You might have heard of the company. It's a pretty big SaaS marketing and sales business. They now have, I think, 50,000 plus customers. There's like 9 or 10 offices. I was at HubSpot for about 8.5 years.
Wow.
Before HubSpot, though, yeah, it was a long time. Before HubSpot, I actually was a HubSpot customer. So I got to see firsthand the power of this digital marketing and inbound marketing movement. And I joined HubSpot because I saw how powerful it could be. I saw how it could really increase my lead gen, drive more qualified leads that turn into sales. And what I did at HubSpot was I worked on content and worked on building this community, specifically around this brand we built, which was HubSpot Academy. HubSpot Academy now is this global content education brand at HubSpot that certifies thousands and thousands and thousands of people every month. In fact, it's like tens of thousands now almost. And we did a lot to make sure that people understood how to use this notion of inbound marketing, inbound sales, how to be this inbound business. And I decided to join Thrift over the last, say, 6 months or so, because I still, number one, really believe in inbound and inbound marketing. And I believe in how powerful it can be now with conversational marketing and conversational sales, which is all about helping people buy. It's about how can you connect buyers and sellers together, and how can you do that on the marketing side, the sales side, in a way that's really about making the best possible experience for the buyer. And we can talk a lot more about this, guys, today, but that's one of the main reasons why I joined Thrift, because I'm excited to now help people have more conversations, better conversations, and do that in a way that's even more personal and more human-centric than ever before.
Wow, so what you're explaining is you love inbound, but well, you worked at the company that invented inbound. I think it's even a registered trademark at the moment, inbound marketing. What's the difference between inbound and conversational marketing? Because we hear a lot about conversational marketing. Is conversational marketing a part of inbound? How do you see that?
Great question, very common question. It's an important question. Inbound marketing, outbound marketing, account-based marketing. There's even more names, right? Like Serious Decisions has a whole demand gen unit waterfall approach, right? There's so many ways you can think about how to set up your marketing and sales funnel. The good news as it relates to conversational marketing and conversational sales, and I'll talk about the difference between those two things during this podcast too. The real difference though is you can use conversational marketing and sales as part of any type of funnel you have at your business. And in some cases, businesses these days, depending on how the business is set up, the size of the business, might have multiple marketing and sales funnels that might be done by product line or business unit. So what you're doing now is you're taking conversational marketing and sales and using it as an accelerant, as this thing that you can use throughout any type of funnel you have, right? And funnels vary from visitor to lead to sales qualified lead to opportunity to customer. And there's a ton of different, there's hundreds, maybe thousands of variations of what your funnel could look like and how you structure it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, conversational marketing can help people, help buyers and help salespeople have the right conversation at the right time during that funnel and during the buying journey so that we can connect those people together and make it really a seamless, more personal experience for both parties, but definitely for the buyer.
Wow. So just for the understanding of the listener that hasn't seen Drift yet, you're saying it's helping to get the right conversation at the right time with the right people. How does Drift actually do that?
Sure. Good question. Yeah, we like to say it like it's going to help you connect your sales team with your future customers now. That's another way to think about this, right? Mm-hmm. Connect your sales team with your future customers now. And it's a new way businesses are buying from other businesses. So the way it works is we have bots, typically known as chat bots. And there's confusion, I think, guys, in the market about the difference between live chat, a chat bot, bots. Live chat and chat bots are different things, right? Live chat is truly, I'm going to go to a website and I see that thing in the bottom right-hand corner typically, and there's a human on the other end of that chat experience, and that's live chat. What Drift does, which by the way is useful in some cases, what Drift does is takes that to another level. We have a live chat feature, don't get me wrong. That's a big component and value prop of our whole platform. But really what Drift does is it uses chatbots, and I like to call them bots because they're more than just chatbots. So we use bots on your website, on different pages of your website, to help people get the thing they're trying to get done. Help the buyer find out what that piece of content they should be consuming next is. Connect with that person. Ask a question, right? There's a few common things that our customers do with Drift that basically make the buying experience more personal. I keep using this word personal for the person on the website. Because think about it. When someone's on your website, there's a reason why they're on your website. Their attention, which is precious these days, the buyer's attention is back on you, and they have some type of intent. And now with Drift and these bots that you can set up across your website, you can capture that intention, engage with that buyer, understand more about who they are. Have you had previous conversations about them? You can understand things like firmographic information, demographic information, behavioral information, use that information to understand what's going on maybe in their world right now, and then recommend the best next step for them. And that recommendation could be, again, an idea, a chat, a live chat, book a meeting. It could be a piece of content. So that's the power of Drift, because it's not just a live chat tool. It's truly an end-to-end bot building and conversational marketing and conversational sales tool.
Wow. And so what it actually does, and you're explaining this pretty neat on your website, I think. There is an old way of, or traditional way of marketing, and a new way of conversational marketing. And what you're doing, or what Drift is doing, is actually replacing the forms on websites. So the forms that we're using in WordPress or in marketing automation or whatsoever, by bots. So by conversations, right? That's what you're doing, right?
You could do that, but you don't have to do that. And so we actually recommend you don't do that. Mm-hmm. The reason why is because some buyers actually might want to still use the form to get in touch with you. So sure. We have like these 10 most common, we call them like bot plays. The 10 most common bot plays you can set up and start using Drift with Drift pretty quickly. One of those that we recommend that almost anyone who starts using conversational marketing and Drift sets up is what we call the second net. So what that does is you pick a page that has a form on it, and you keep the form on that page, but now you add in a bot to that page. And the bot's going to basically greet the visitor, depending on who's coming to that page, where they're coming from, and what page they're on, with a really personalized message that can kind of be cute and say, hey, you want to skip the form? And that will then, if you do that, that will then show you, using the data that you collect with the bot and the form, show you which kind of way buyers prefer. And what I've seen, guys, is actually more times than not, buyers are going to use the bot more than the form. And I've never seen the bot actually have a lower conversion rate than the form. And what I've seen often is on the aggregate, so the total number of people that visit the page and then the total number of people who complete the form plus the bot now, that aggregate number of both form completions and bot completions goes up. So now the business is getting more total leads or is booking more total meetings because they have the form and the bot on that page. So again, that's called the second net. And that's probably the easy way to get going with conversational marketing, other than building like a homepage bot that can be kind of a more catch-all bot that is trying to help someone who lands on your homepage get to the right piece of content or get to the right person as fast as possible.
So you're starting in a very let's say on a landing page where we already have a form as a marketer, and you're saying this is the second net. So you're guiding them through that solution and helping them to get a demo, get an appointment with sales or whatsoever. Because what the thing that triggers me is, and that's also the thing I like very much about Drift, is that a lot of these, let's say, journeys that people go through while talking to the bot are predefined routes through the software, and these have to be, that these journeys will have to be put into Drift, right?
Yeah, if I can even add to it, I've been playing around with the playbook, and the things that I've noticed is that it's really turbo boosting the whole process. What I've also noticed, it's very human. And I'm not surprised actually, because if you look at a form, that is something that has been existing for, oh gosh, decades, and nothing has really changed on the form in all these years. And it's really like a taking. You see the form and it says, I want to have all the information, and then in return, you'll get something back. Whilst if you're in a conversation, it's doesn't feel like it's a taking. It's more like a conversation. It's like a more like a human thing. And another thing that I've noticed with the playbook is that you have to think upfront how a human conversation goes and what kind of objections or what kind of routes you can go.
And there's all kinds of journeys that people could go through, right? So, and the amazing thing I discovered and that you guys showed us is this conversational marketing blueprint, which helps you as a basically site owner to guide your people through the website. Could you explain a little more on this marketing blueprint, Mark?
Sure. And you guys are definitely hitting upon the power of conversational marketing and sales, and then, you know, using a tool like Drift with it. You can get really sophisticated with all this stuff, right? So, you know, when you start off, like you guys are starting off right now, you're going to start pretty simple and start to optimize and fine tune the bots and the conversations the bots and humans are having with the buyers. With the blueprints, this conversational marketing blueprint tries to show you the possibilities. It helps you conceptualize two things. There are two key things you have to do conversational marketing well. One is, you have to build the bot, and then the other one is you have to design the conversation. So the way you build the bot is what we call the five W's, or using the five W's. And it starts with, what page do you want to put the bot on? And we could go through a real example in a moment, but it starts with what page you put the bot on, who are you targeting, or who do you want to engage with on that page? Who do you want to have a conversation with on that page? Or who's coming to that page? And you can get really broad or be very specific with that targeting. Where did that person come from? Was it an email campaign? Was it just direct traffic? Was it organic search? Was it an ad? Again, you can get really specific with that. Why are they having the conversation with you? Or why would they want to have a conversation with you on that page? And that could be very different depending if they land on a pricing page versus a blog versus a homepage, right? There's different reasons why someone would have a conversation. They could have a question. They could be evaluating your solution. They could be needing more guidance, right? Nurturing. So there's a few reasons why they would be on that page and why you would want to maybe engage them with a bot on that page. And then the last thing is, when? when does this happen? And that's the easiest one. The when is just when the buyer wants it to happen. It's on their terms.
Which is usually now, I would say.
When does the buyer have intent? When does the buyer, number one, have the attention turned back on your business? And do they have this level of intent where I want to have a conversation with the salesperson now. How can I do that? Oh, well, in the past, I have to fill out a form. I have to wait for someone to get back to me. I have to book that meeting then. And then I have the conversation. That could be a couple of days, if not weeks. With Drip, we're trying to say, no, that can happen. If not right away, it can happen the next day in case, for example, your team's not online at that point. The bot can help someone book a meeting, and that conversation that maybe took days or weeks to get to can happen in less than 24 hours.
Wow. So for the listeners, in the show notes, we'll put a link to the website where Drift is offering the playbook or the conversational marketing blueprint download, because you have it on your website. There is a white paper or ebook available. We'll put that in the show notes so people will know how to find it on Drift's website. Could you go through a real life example to make it even more tangible for listeners? So through how, let's say, people would move through that journey of the marketing blueprint?
Yeah, let's use your website, guys.
Right. Yeah.
So pick a page other than the homepage that you're thinking about putting a bot on. You're putting a chatbot on. What page you want to do other than the homepage?
So a page could be Marketo Marketing Automation. So we're a Marketo partner for the region here, for the Benelux area. So we have a landing page for that, which is Marketing Automation Marketo. Currently, there is a form and a white paper on the website.
Gotcha. So it's an educational type page.
Yeah.
Would you say it's a solution page? What kind of page is it? Solution or more educational? Would you say?
I would say it's more solutional.
Okay.
Than educational, because
our
blog pages are more educational. There's more like how to and how can you use Marketo, but this is more a high over page where people can find what Marketo is.
And the goal is finally that people fill in the form to make an appointment.
Yeah, it could even be a high intent one, because sometimes we have ad campaigns running on this.
I love it. Yeah, that was my next question. Both of those my next question. So it's like, what is the primary offer on that page? Basically, it's like book a meeting, schedule a time to chat. So, okay, that's the page. Now we know what page we're going to put a bot on. Do you want to target anyone in particular, when it comes to actually trying to engage with them on that page? It could be anyone. It could be anonymous, not known visitors, and anyone in between, or we could target someone, to your point, that's coming from a specific ad or campaign and have a better, maybe more engaging kind of conversation with them using a bot. But what do you want to do for this example?
Yeah, I would say a targeted account. That would be interesting, because if it's specifically coming from, let's say, a Google ad which shows people search for Marketo demo, for example, which leads to this landing page. So this could be the who. So the second W would be a target account or someone that's coming from an ad. So that's the where already. That's what I would say. Yeah.
Fantastic. So the what we got figured out. We got the solution page, Marketo solution page. We got the who, it's a target account list. And we got the where they're coming from, which is from an ad.
Yep.
And you basically already answered why they're on this page. But why do you think they're on this page? Do you think they have questions? Are they more evaluating your potential solution and service at this point? And they have deeper, more specific questions. What do you think?
Usually they are evaluating, and more specifically, they want to see a demo, because it's hard to find demos of Marketo. It's not like HubSpot where you would easily set up a pretty anonymous demo. Marketo requires some more preparation, so it's not a standard demo that we that people can find. So usually people that we convert on this website are people that are actually looking for a demo. So they're evaluating and they want to see Marketo.
Yeah, they just need the final push.
Yep.
Great. So we're going to use the bot to qualify them a little bit and then probably route them to the right person, ideally. And if the qualification goes in the other direction, we'll guide them to the next right piece of content for them.
Yep. Yep.
And then the final W, because the thing we just talked about was the why, the final W is the when, and that's going to be, again, when the buyer wants to have a conversation, when the buyer wants to engage at a deeper level with the business.
Yep.
So we just built a bot. So now we have to design the conversation, guys. And the way we design the conversation is using what we call the conversational framework. The conversational framework is going to be used both on the conversational marketing side, the conversational sales side. The conversational framework is basically the thing we're doing right now. We're having a conversation, and a conversation, the way we think about it here at Drift, is three things, three parts. It's this engagement, it's this shared level of understanding, and it's probably, most conversations include some type of recommendation. You can think of that as a call to action, a next step, or whatever. But like, there's recommendations that either happen throughout the conversation, or there's one recommendation that happens at the end, probably most conversations it's both. And those three things, engage, understand, recommend, are what make up a good conversation, either with another human or with a bot.
Yep. So engage, understand, and recommend. So that's what the conversation will look like. That's pretty clear to me.
And also by using those three elements, you will also make your bot conversation more efficient instead of making very many questions and answers, which might lead that the prospect gets irritated or annoyed. You keep it to the point.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Using the engage, understand, recommend conversational framework, we're going to help you design conversations that truly pull people into the conversation, helps you as a marketer salesperson qualify them better, and helps you then provide them with the best possible recommendation. So the biggest mistake I see on websites that are using bots, chatbots, even live chat, I see questions from bots that are trying to engage with a website visitor like this. Hey, how can I help you? Hey, have any questions? Anything I could do for you today? Like, is that engaging, guys? Is that a very engaging question?
Yeah, so that's doesn't seem like an engaging. We didn't respond, so that's kind of why we think it's not engaging. So it's that's the way we would respond online, I guess. Just in here, but you know, it's that's not engaging. So it needs to be engaging. And the thing I like is that with this, let's say, framework and the playbook that you have. You know, it's so super easy to make it, but it's easy, but it's quite some work, I would guess, to have this, to have all these conversations set out. But on the other hand, I think it's worth it. You know, it's only, let's say, almost 20% of people start engaging on these web pages. So I would definitely say it's worth it. And what would you recommend to companies that start using Drift? Is it like start on one page, or start on specific pages, or start building a specific flow? Or what would be your recommendation for companies that start using Drift?
Yeah, it's a great question, because there's so many things you might be now thinking you can do with this blueprint and with this conversational framework. The way I would start thinking about using Drift is actually really easy. One is pick pages that get a lot of traffic or have high intent. And actually, I can share with you folks too. We'll add it to the show notes if you guys want to add it. We have this brand new website conversion assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a sneak peek. It's going to technically officially launch like next week. I just wrote a blog article about it. It's going to be on the Drift blog next week, so the first week of April. But it's going to help you understand how to look at your website and put conversational marketing, a conversational marketing strategy on top of it. So the first thing I would do is like look at your pages that get a lot of traffic that are high intent pages. Like the page you just described is kind of a high intent, right? Pricing page is high intent, contact us page. And that's where I would start building one or two bots. And what we call those typically like lead bots. Those bots are there to help generate some type of lead conversion, slash book a meeting, right? They could also be like online, offline bots, right? So online is more like the live chat type bot. Offline bot is more like let's book a meeting if your team's not online right now to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. So using one of those three different types of bots and then creating it so it's specific to that page, who's coming to that page, where they're coming from. But even with the where they're coming from to start with, keep it broad. It could be anyone. I'm going to target anyone who's coming to that page. They don't have to get really specific right now. And I just want to try to help them get to the next step in their buying journey. And that could be either, again, another piece of content. That could be connecting with someone right now because they have immediate questions and they want to talk to someone quickly. Or that could just be, hey, I'm browsing around. I don't need anything right now. I'm all good, but thanks for asking, right? And that's really it, right? And from there, you can start to see the conversations come in. We will help you analyze your conversations, like the chat transcripts that happen on the back end of Drift. We can use that or those transcripts to help you understand how to make the bot a little bit better, how to design a better conversation. And then we'll start to slowly over time work with you folks to kind of deploy it across your website, put it on more pages, put it on your blog, etc.
Mark, I'm actually in the process of building such a lead gen bot. And it's very interesting because all the aspects that you're saying, I've noticed that you have to have answers on that. But the next step that I want to do is to create a conversational landing page. Because landing pages, if you ask people about landing pages, they will immediately say, oh, that's a single page that has one focus thing, and that focus thing is a form. You have to fill in that form. And now I've been looking at this conversational landing page, and oh, my fingers, my everything is urging to create such a conversational landing page, because boy, that is something completely different. Can you elaborate? Can you tell a little bit more about and why I'm sounding so enthusiastic about it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. I love the conversational landing pages. One thing that we have inside the Drift product and the platform is what we call Drift links. And these Drift links are basically just your normal CTA. Think of a CTA on a website or an email that's like book a demo, sign up now, register for the event. And when you click on that Drift link, it could either open up the Drift bot, like the bottom of that page, that website, or it could go to a conversational landing page. And that conversational landing page is all about getting that thing, whatever that thing is. It could be register for a webinar, book a meeting, get a demo, sign up for an event. There's many different types of offers marketers and salespeople have today. It could be a content download. Get that thing right away without having to go through a long form, without having to try to fill in all this information that we might already have about you and have to do that over and over again. With a conversational landing page, you might even be able to deliver someone some type of offer or value without even having to ask for their email. It's literally, they go to the page and say, hey, yeah, I want this thing. Please send it to me. And they click, please send it to me. And literally it's like, all right, great. Here's the link to the thing. And oh, by the way, here it is in your email. It's that fast. It's all about like convenience and speed for the buyer. And that could be, again, connecting them with another human, or it could just be getting them to the outcome, to that thing they're looking to get to in that moment.
Yeah, I think, this is people will have to see it to believe it, I would say. And once they've seen it, like Mark and I have, you know, we're sold on the landing pages. So on the conversational landing page, and we can start generating CQLs as conversational qualified leads. So we're very enthusiastic. Another thing I'm very enthusiastic about is the way it plugs into, for example, Marketo. So in all the conversations, leads are generated. These go directly into Marketo or in HubSpot, or you know, there's all kinds of nice stuff is happening there. So we're enthusiastic, we will start communicating about it more the coming weeks. And I would like to thank you very much, Mark, for being on the podcast. We'll have to conclude it here a little because we're over half an hour. If they have any questions, where could people reach you best? We're going to put that in the show notes as well. But Mark Killens at Drift, Mark, where can they reach you online?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for pointing that out, because I'm happy to talk to anyone about these things. And thank you again, guys, for having me on the show. LinkedIn is easy. Just my name, if you search for it on LinkedIn, it will come up right away. And then Twitter, it's just, you know, twitter.com/Mark Killens. So either Twitter or LinkedIn.
Okay, Mark Killens, we'll put it in the show notes. Thanks again. We're enthusiastic. We hope to meet you somewhere in the near future. Thanks again for being on the show.
For a great conversation.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to our iTunes channel. Also, if you want to be interviewed on this podcast, or if you have any questions on marketing technology, send me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you.